Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors meeting, regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. It's approximately 7:03 p.m. Two items of note before we begin our meeting. We have a public hearing at 6 p.m. on the conditional use application number 2021-04 for a short-term rental use on property located at 731 East Chocolate Avenue. We also held an executive session at 6:30 p.m., which concluded at approximately 7:02 p.m. During that executive session, we discussed land, legal, and personnel matters. Therefore, we will now call this evening's meeting to order. I would ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Court?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Crispin. Seeing as we have quorum, we will move forward. The first item on our agenda, before we get to the very first item, which is visitor public comment, dispense with normal housekeeping announcements. Number one, although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the Township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. We ask that in conjunction with that notification, as we move to visitor public comment, this is the opportunity for members of the public to come forward, speak at the podium, and place their public comment into the record. Before doing so, we just ask that any speaker identify themselves, first name, last name, and address. That is, again, in conjunction with keeping accurate minutes. We also ask that public comment be limited to about 3 minutes. If you go too much beyond that, I'll just try to gently ask to wrap up. But beyond that, the floor is for the public. So with that, I will open up the podium. Please come forward.
Good evening and thank you. My name is Joseph Robinson, Jr. I'm a resident of Dauphin County, 2009 Bradley Drive in Susquehanna Township. It might sound odd that I'm here, but this issue is a county issue. I'm here tonight to solicit your interest and support. So let me read my statement into the record, if I may, tonight. With the passage of the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, Dauphin County, the city of Harrisburg, and the Harrisburg School District have been allocated unprecedented sums of money in response to the COVID pandemic, particularly its disparate impact on communities of color. This is in addition to the millions previously received through the CARES Act emergency relief. All of this funding is a direct result of the strong turnout of Black and Latino voters. The American Rescue Equity Team, which I lead, is led by African American men in Dauphin County. We're seeking to ensure that the funding received by the county and all of its associated municipalities and school districts is distributed equitably among organizations and nonprofits with a demonstrated capacity to deliver services to our communities. Also, we're calling for a county-wide disparity study to be conducted. Any municipality or school district receiving ARP funding with at least 25% of its population and/or service area identified as minority or non-white by the 2020 census should complete a disparity study. And certainly this applies to Dauphin County and several of its municipalities and school districts. So what is a disparity study? A disparity study is an evaluation of the participation by Black and brown businesses in contracting compared to the availability of Black and brown businesses in the marketplace. Based upon our past experience, we could justifiably insists that a designated percentage of municipal awards for construction, professional services, and goods and support services should be distributed to businesses of color. However, because of Supreme Court case law, specifically City of Richmond v. versus J. Crossen, 1989, the court ruled that such a designation without proving the disparity would be unconstitutional. And so we are advocating for disparity studies that will document any evidence of historical inequity and provide justification for any targeted remediation. A disparity study led at the county level would begin the systemic change needed for fair and equal access to public funding. So I'm here tonight soliciting your support and request a meeting with the representative of the supervisors and or administrator the first or second week of December. You may contact me, and I'm going to leave this statement, which has all of my contact information, as well as a copy of the editorial that was in Penn Live two Sundays ago, but they also address this issue. I'll leave this here for your records. So thank you for this opportunity to speak to you tonight. Who should I leave this with?
I'll take it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you.
To make that statement part of the record, and we'll certainly take your comments under advisement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to place a comment into the record? All right. We will move on then to the next item, which is our consent calendar. Three items under the consent calendar are the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from our November 9th, 2021 Board of Supervisors regular meeting. Under B, the financial performance securities as follows. B1, the release of the financial security provided for the stormwater management site plan for 1415 Sand Hill Road, S-2020-014. B2, the release of financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for the LaWall residence, S-2021-013. And B3, the reduction of the financial security provided for the stormwater management for 403 Nye Road for Tyler Oski, it's S-2021-014. And lastly, item C, the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $1,047,457.01 and payroll in the amount of $286,216.70. As you know, under the consent calendar, we can take all of these items with one motion, or we can separate them up as the board wishes. So at this time, I'll look to the board for a motion.
I'll offer a motion to accept the entire consent calendar, letters A, B, and C as one motion.
All right, thank you. Motion made by Mrs.
I'll Dunn. Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving items A, B, and C under this evening's consent calendar, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this motion passes unanimously. That'll bring us to the next item on the agenda, which is new business. First item under new business is A1-48. It's the execution of a labor agreement with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Council, and local union number 1086. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you tonight is a labor agreement with our AFSCME union. The proposed agreement tonight, or proposed contract tonight, would expire December 31, 2024. Our current contract expires December 31st of this year. So I'm pleased to report that we went through a good negotiation session with both the union ratifying the agreement that's before you tonight. So we are at the last step where the Board of Supervisors would consider it in its entirety. Part of the most important points of the contract for your consideration tonight is that it is a three-year deal where pay increases would be locked in at 2.5%, 2.75%, and 3% over the course of the next 3 years. In addition to some smaller changes with longevity pay, increasing by $200 per step, and standard work hours to include a half-hour paid lunch. Additionally, the annual food allowance will remain at $225 for each of the 3 years of the contract. And unless there are questions of the board tonight on some specifics in your packet tonight, I'm happy to answer those, but it is in a position then for the board to take action on it this evening.
All right, thank you, Mr. Christman. Are there questions for Mr. Christman on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll go ahead and offer the motion that the Board of Supervisors approve and execute
the labor contract with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Council 90, and local union number 1086, for a term of January 1, 2022 to December 31, 2024.
Very good. Motion made by Ms. Court for approval of the AFSCME contract. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion to approve the AFSCME contract, please vote aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and this item is approved. Thank you very much, Mr. Christman. That brings us to item B49-82. It's the appointment of a township auditor. In accordance with Article 9, Section 917 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As our board is aware, back in October, you did authorize the administration to go out and solicit proposals for a new auditor. That has been completed. The proposal that we put out was consistent with the requirements outlined in Article 9, Section 917 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. As you are aware, our independent auditing services are an important function of local government. They ensure financial transparency between the township and its constituents, and utilization of auditing firms or individual certified public accountants is the preferred practice throughout the Commonwealth. Proposals were due on Monday, November 8th, and we did receive proposals from four different firms: Zelenkovsky Axelrod, Maher Dussel, SB and Company, and Dunlap SLK. The administration reviewed all four of those proposals, and while cost is not the sole determining factor in its consideration, it is an important one in the overall matrix. I'd like to point out tonight that my recommendation to the board this evening, having reviewed all the four proposals, is to appoint Zelenkovsky Axelrod LLC. Their fee for each of the 3 years of this contract would be $22,100 for fiscal year 21's audit, $22,500 for 22, and $22,990 for fiscal year 23. And they did quote a $4,500 single audit fee in the event the township would need to secure a single audit for whatever purpose it has. So if there aren't any questions, it is in a position tonight. If you're interested in making that appointment, I would recommend it.
Questions for Mr. Christman on this item?
Mr. Christman, I just wanted to confirm that if we were to approve Zelenkovsky Axelrod, that there's no issues with the fact that they also are helping to administer our ARP funds.
Yes, so there would not be a conflict in that case because they are only providing guidance. The township in and of itself makes all of the decisions on how those funds would be allocated and spent. So, they're here to provide oversight in terms of guidance from the U.S. Treasury Department in terms of what the regulations are with respect to that money and how it can be allocated. So I personally don't see an issue with that, so.
If there are no other questions, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda to approve the...
I was just going to...
Go right ahead. I don't want the words in your mouth.
That's always your good words. I'd like to make a motion that the Board of Supervisors appoint the firm of Zelenkovsky and Axelrod LLC to the position of Township Auditor, consistent with Article 9, Section 917. Of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code to conduct audits for fiscal year 21, 22, and 23 as per their proposal dated November 5th, 2021.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda, motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions or further discussion on this item? If not, all those in favor approving the appointment of Zelenkovsky Axelrod as the Township Auditor for fiscal years 2021, 2022, and 2023, please vote aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. This motion passes. Thank you. Next item of new business is C83-97. It's a request for authorization to execute a cooperative services agreement with the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, for the mitigation of vulture activity in the township. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, we had significant discussion over the last 6 months or so regarding the protected North American black vulture, as it has found a comfortable home here in Derry Township. And throughout that process to learn what we can and cannot do, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been kind of the guiding light as part of this discussion. They are the agency with which they can deal with these birds in a legal and safe way to help move them on to somewhere else that's less desirable than Derry Township. I'm sorry, more desirable than Derry Township. I shouldn't say that. Excuse me. So before you tonight, the only way that the township could entertain engaging the USDA is through a cooperative services agreement. So included in your packet tonight is a proposed agreement with the department, and their recommended budget of $17,618.41 to help mitigate this problem. Now, know that they may not spend all the way up to that dollar amount, but that was their best estimate as far as what it would take to remove the birds safely. And equally on the other side, Zoo America HENR has a similar cooperative services agreement for an identical amount of money, so that they would be dealing with the birds internally to the fence line of the zoo. This would cover the areas of the township outside of the zoo to address these issues. Our solicitor has taken an opportunity to take a look at it. I think he does have some comments that would need to go back to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for some modification, all of which I'm not opposed to, but I did want to get this before you tonight simply because as part of our 2022 budget, we did include these dollars in animal control items. Should the township desire to move forward, that funding is now set aside to do so. I would recommend to you tonight, if you're interested in moving forward with this to try to get these birds to move on, that you would condition any approval tonight upon the satisfaction of the township solicitor to work out some of those final details that he has with respect to the department. And at that point then, I would sign the agreement. You would authorize me to sign that agreement upon his satisfaction. So, Pat, was just
If you go see my comments, the only one that really you should get them to clarify and understand is that normally when they enter into these agreements, it's usually the property owner on their property. This isn't township property. So we should make sure that they're aware of the fact that it's not our property, and make sure that you do get the property owner, wherever they're providing services, sign off on whatever. That's the big, if you look at all my comments, that's probably the major one that you should clarify and confirm.
Do we need that written into the agreement, or is that something that
No, I think if you authorize a conditional upon at least getting that clarified, that should be sufficient.
Any other questions for Mr. Crispin on this item? But if not, we will entertain a motion. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the cooperative services agreement with the USDA, contingent upon the clarification between Mr. Crispin and the USDA officials about the private ownership of the land and the need to receive consent from any private property owners before any particular action is taken on their property. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agreement or the cooperative services agreement, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is D98-125. It's the extension of conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for Hershey's Chocolate World Employee Satellite Parking, Phase 1, Plat 1154. Mr. Habig?
Hello. Plat 1154 represents Phase 1 of the Hershey Company's two-phase proposal to build a parking facility with 500 spaces for use in association with Chocolate World. Originally conditionally approved in October of 2008, this use is consistent with the 2015 Comprehensive Plan and 2019 Zoning Ordinance, with the exception of the required bicycle parking. I have up on the screen a overhead view of the proposed parking. I felt it was important to show this because the red lines show where Park Boulevard is currently located. As this plan was done before the relocation, we wanted to show that this proposal is still outside the right-of-ways and still in an appropriate location. We have contacted the applicant and learned that they would like to continue to place this project on hold for another year. We have attached a letter. Although, as shown on the attached sketch, the Park Boulevard relocation traverses the property proposed for development, it does not inhibit the proposed improvements. If this project had been completed prior to the relocation, nothing would have changed other than the lot area and the boundaries, which is again shown on the screen. The extension request proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved plan or to the waivers. I recommend that the board extend the approval of plat 1154 for an additional 12 months, count from January 2nd, 2021, subject to the following conditions. Would the board like me to read the conditions that are listed? As they are the same conditions that are listed in the packet.
I think it's sufficient just to refer to those items in the pack, those specific references to those provisions in the memo.
And those conditions were the same as the originally approved plan?
Yes.
Okay.
It is not necessary for the board to renew the approval of the waivers that were granted previously. Any questions?
Dave, so this is just another, they're just placing this on hold for another year. There's no plans that you're aware of those parking spaces going in within the next year?
Not that we are aware of, no. Okay,
oh, thank you.
And Dave, there's no reason, so this is a comment and a question. So the comment is, it was approved in 2008. I can say I obviously voted for it in 2008, right? But I think even back then we were concerned that sometimes these continuances or deferrals of action went on so long that there might be a need to come back and reapply just because conditions have changed. Now, it seems like what's being represented is, well, I'm going to ask you, are there any representations to you that concern you about any changing conditions at this particular site?
Now, with this particular instance, the proposal and the conditional use still meet all the requirements of the zoning ordinance, and they also meet the comprehensive plan vision for that area of the township. Again, this should be something that's taken case by case, because continuances of this length could be affected by zoning changes and changes to the vision, but in this particular case, I think it still matches what was viewed for that area.
Okay, all right, then I'm satisfied.
So when these continuances come up, you look at whether or not it's like zoning,
yes,
stormwater management, if there's any issues that popped up between whatever was originally approved and today's date.
Yes.
And there's nothing with respect to the zoning or stormwater that would cause any additional issues not already covered with the original approval?
To my knowledge, no, there's nothing new that would trigger anything additional at this point.
Are there any other questions for David? Or if not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the approval of the preliminary final land development plan for the Hershey's Chocolate World employee satellite parking phase one, plat 1154, is extended for an additional 12 months, counted from January 2nd, 2022, subject to compliance with items A through G under the assistant department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
All right. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zimuda. Any further discussion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes. Continuance is granted. The next item, and the last item of new business, is E-126-134. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for Maxim Riabi, 1502 Kamer Road, S-2021-021.
Mr. Habig. We recommend that the township accept the financial security. We've been working with this property, and now it's come down to board.
Questions for Mr. Habig on this item? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $23,099 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with Maxim Rigby for the stormwater management plan for Maxim Rigby at 1502 Kaler Road, S-2021-021.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion seconded by Ms. Court. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. This motion passes. Thank you. That concludes new business. That takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is supervisor, board, and committee reports. So I'll start with Mr. Zimuda, supervisor of the board.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll make it quick. Ms. Nutt and I were both attendees at two different meetings on Thursday and this morning. Ms. Nutt will talk to you about the transportation committee this morning. We had a tax administration meeting on Thursday last week. It was literally the first one since February. And we approved the 22 budget and discussed issues for 22 coming up that we may have to be looking at. That's it.
Thank you.
Just a couple of quick things. For those of you who didn't have an opportunity, I just wanted to remind you that we did a Hershey Area All Things Diversity interview with State Representative Patty Kim about understanding the AAPI community, and that recording's up on the Township YouTube page. I encourage you all to take a listen to that. Also, been busy assisting the Downtown Hershey Association with the upcoming holiday celebration, which is scheduled for December the 4th. From 2 p.m. until 6 p.m., Santa arrives courtesy of the fire sleigh from the fire department at 2:30 and will visit with kids in a very socially distanced, safe manner until he lights the tree at 5:30 and then retreats to head back to the North Pole. So that is set, and I've been helping support that event, as well as got a new website launched for Downtown Hershey Association as well, so I encourage you to check that out. We're back to accepting events from the community, so it's just another nice resource for people to go to find out what's going on in the township. Also been very busy the last couple of months, but in particular the last few weeks, reaching out to all of the donors to the Hershey Community Center who have pledged $5,000 or more, just to confirm how they want the recognition listed in the building. It's been a lot of work just kind of following up with people, but I think we're in a good position. We've turned over the final list to Zach and his team so he can move forward with that, and our signage people so that we can ensure that those are all handled well. And also we'll be working with Zach's team to move forward with a final plan with pledge reminder letters and things to ensure that the full amount of everything that was pledged for the campaign is actually turned over to the community center. So lots of last minute things to do with the campaign and the community as well.
As Supervisor Zimuda noted, the two of us were both at a tax association meeting last week, and he provided the report on that. We both were part of this morning's transportation committee meeting, and I have some items just to review that we talked about this morning. We received an update from HENR. They don't see any pressing event traffic issues for the rest of the year, except potentially PIAA football playoffs, which are the 9th through the 11th. If a local team is in title contention, then potentially there could be some traffic issues. The lighting on Park Boulevard is almost complete with a finish date of 12/21. So that'll be great for next summer when there's folks walking from downtown to the concerts that are scheduled for next summer. We continue to discuss the greater Hershey area transportation study, and Mr. Zamuda, myself, and Mr. Emmerich have been reviewing the items on that. We've categorized them, and the rest of the board will have a copy of that so that, Susan and Chris and Carter can take a look and kind of take a look at what we did and see if there's any issues that you all have. And then at that point, the group also discussed putting that information into a capital improvement list that we could then post publicly so that the community could see the items that are most important to this board to move forward with if and when we have funding for them. We also reviewed the downtown safety improvements, and Supervisor Zamuda and I are pleased to report that PennDOT did approve the permits and that the they approved the plans and permits should be issued soon. So we are actually at a point where we can order signage for some of those things that we've been talking about for so many months. And then also, per the request of some of our residents in regards to some issues that they're seeing on Mansion Road, we did deep dive into what we could do immediately to help alleviate the issues that the folks that are living in that area of the township are having. And included in those action items are we could immediately add a right turn sign as well as a bigger stop sign. And then Supervisor Zamuda and I are also planning on keeping this as an item that we talk about once a month on our meetings, just to see if there's anything else that we can do to help the residents in that area. So it was a long meeting, so I hope I got it all. If I missed anything,
sure.
Okay. Yep, and then also we had an ICDA meeting. So last week the ICDA met, we received an update on the debt payments, which I want to be clear that the township has no responsibility for debt service for the ICDA for the Giant Center. But we did receive an update. Those debt payments will be made. And then H&R came to the meeting and also discussed how they're doing and the possibilities of making pilot payments. You know, we've talked a lot about the budget impacts of not having pilot payments, but fortunately, the hotel tax revenues are increasing. People are coming back to the area, fortunately, and hopefully that those hotel tax revenues will continue to increase and that potentially there's a pilot payment that can be made. You got it, but if I miss anything on the SBA, we needed those together. So. It was a busy week. I had no meetings for a long time. This week was a busy week. So that's it.
Thank you. Mr. Wyckoff.
DTMA met last night in a lengthy meeting. As everyone in the room is aware, Chrisman and I are both board members, and we share the responsibility of updating board meeting. And this is his week to update. You should all be very relieved because it did get technical and lengthy, as I mentioned, but he took good notes, so I will defer to Chris.
Thank you. As Carter mentioned, we did attend our monthly DTMA board meeting last night. It went 2 hours. It was just quite a long meeting for them. But a lot of discussion revolved around the Southwest Wastewater Treatment Facility and the tapping fees and some special purpose fees that would accompany that facility at some point in the future. Nothing has been finalized yet. Gannett Fleming did provide a study for the authority to be considering. At this point, I think there's some concerns from other authority board members that, you know, we want to take a harder look either through another firm or have HRG kind of weigh in on some of that issue with the tapping fee study. Additionally, we talked about Mike Callahan's position, the stormwater position. We do know that a position, an offer has been extended to an individual. We don't know yet if that person has accepted, but when we do know, we will certainly let the board know. Who will be taking over as our new coordinator. Their audit RFP is just going out. As this board appointed an auditor this evening, the authority will be looking to make that appointment probably in the next month or so. We also discussed Ida damage claims and Dauphin County's now declared an emergency area for Ida storm relief, so the authority will be trying to gain some dollars out of that to help clean up some of the issues that they've had through that storm. Additionally, we talked about all of the capital projects going on at the Clearwater facility. They are running about 6 months behind at this point still. I know Bill mentioned that when he was here at our last board meeting. They are still satisfied with the quality of the work that's being done, even though it is delayed where they are. There have not been any significant cost impacts to the projects because of it. The authority also approved its 2022 budget, and we identified some other capital projects that they wish to take under consideration next year. And lastly, we considered a change order for one of the contractors, which was approved for, I'm not exactly sure which project it was, I kind of forgot it. I was trying to scribble my notes so quickly, but I do believe it was associated with one of the digester changes. So outside of that, unless there are any other questions, we had a full night that night, but I'm not going to make any additional reports for you.
A second time report.
All right. Well, then I will just add to the ICDA report, just following up on what we had reported. I just want to be sure that we're clear that the tax revenues, the projections have improved from HENR. The projections, they're not back to where they were prior to COVID, but they are better. And the good news being that they've acknowledged their willingness to pay some portion of that pilot agreement based on the number, based on the amount collected. It's going to be less than what they would have owed in a full pilot payment, but there is a possibility for some percentage of that pilot payment to be paid either in 2022 or 2023. And we also asked that HENR, the representatives that attended the meeting, that they also update the school board, school district, simultaneously with the update they were providing the ICDA. We had indicated that we could provide this board with an update, but that they should be making plans as soon as possible to update the school district so that we're all operating the same information. Right? So, other than that, that was the only report I had since the last meeting. So that will conclude Supervisor Board reports, and we'll head to the supplemental reports. The first one being the Chief Police Department and Chief Order.
I do not have anything for tonight, except I will dispel any rumors that I am going to be Santa Claus this year.
Chief, did you say you weren't, or you were
dispelling rumors? Yes, I will not be.
Thank you. All right, then we'll move along to the Hershey Volunteer Fire.
The president of the fire company, Patrick Brutusso, standing in this evening. Just some things about some of our community initiatives that we normally take on this time of year. We did make the difficult decision not to host our annual complimentary community Thanksgiving dinner this year due to logistical concerns, but we would hope that we can resume that next year. In terms of fundraising, the Hershey Partnership is sponsoring an online fundraiser just starting a few weeks ago up until the end of the year here. So it's a fundraiser for us in place of their annual soup cook-off, which was again not held this year. The format is a silent auction and raffle with prizes and links available on our social media. And the final item is our holiday fund drive mailer will be hitting the mailboxes in the township this week. And in it, we, as we always do, we are announcing our 2021 Santa Run schedule, with the first day will kick off on Saturday, December 11th. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Pat. Public Works, Mr. Clark.
Just as an update on leaf collection, we've been doing a fairly good job keeping on schedule to this point, given the volume and staffing level. We may fall a little behind here with the three-day week, but we have taken the measure the last 2 weeks of deploying the wheel loader and our tandem axle truck and putting it in areas like Laurel Woods, Walt Springs, places like that, where some of the volumes get extremely heavy as the people clean out the woods. We're up pretty well at this point. I'm pretty pleased.
And I want to thank you, Tom, for how quickly you responded to the traffic sign that was damaged at the intersection of 322 and Hawkinsville Road there, across from the CVS. But it literally was a sign, a big sign that had two wood posts, and one post had snapped. So it was really just a very large sign flapping. Kudos to you. You had that thing. It's a PennDOT sign, but you had PennDOT get on that. I don't think it was 48 hours. So I was concerned that it would fall in a car. You know, so thank you for responding so quick. Sure. Greatly appreciate it. All right, moving on to the library. Let's try it.
Just to note that the library will close at 5 o'clock on Wednesday, November 24th. We're closed all day Thursday, but we will be open on Friday and Saturday, and our Black Friday sale is that everything is free.
Thank you very much. Parks and Rec.
Just have a community center update for you this evening. The floors have been poured in the Lapping competition pool, and now they are moving on to framing the walls of that structure. The decking around the leisure pool and the installation of the indoor slide will be completed in the next several weeks. They've also started tile work in the restroom and locker room areas, and they're beginning to install fixtures as they become available. And next week, we'll be getting a gas line and meter installed to allow for temporary heat in the building for the winter here. Also, we did go live last Wednesday with our membership pass pre-sale special and our gift card sales for the holidays. We're pleased with the response that we've received so far, and all of that information can be found at HersheyCommunityCenter.org.
I'd say, Zach, you gave Carter and I a tour last week. I know it's obviously, I'm torn because the photos, when you go to the website, are, you know, very good, but the recreations or whatever it is. But seeing it in person, it's fantastic. I mean, we're seeing it not yet finished, but you can see the structure coming to life there. I'm going to put a plug in for memberships. This is a great opportunity for people to get two summers for the price of one. And people are, when they see this thing finished, are going to want to be there. It's fantastic. It's just a fantastic building. So thank you for all the work you're doing on it and the attention you're paying to detail. Appreciate it. All right, Mr. Bonanno, Township Engineer.
Your report tonight.
Mr. Amy, Community Development.
No report this evening.
Lastly, Mr. Christman, Township Manager.
I have nothing further this evening, but thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, that concludes the business for the meeting, so we'll open up the floor again for public comment. Same rules as before, first name, last name, and address, generally 3 minutes. There aren't many people from the public here tonight, so I can fairly quickly conclude there is no one coming to the podium, and we will move to the next item then, which is adjournment. We will need a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
Motion made by Mr. Zanuta. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. The ayes have it. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.